Hello, I'm Alicia, and I'm here to give you an insight to what was once the lifestyle of a young woman who spent many cold, dark, and lonely nights in the very well-known Bear Pit.
Hi, I'm Vicky. I'm in my 5th year of sobriety from using alcohol and drugs, heroin, crack cocaine, you name it, I did it.
For 15 years, Vicky spent most of her time drinking her life away. She also used many drugs, and this all happened down in the Bear Pit.
In the Bear Pit, it was a place for complete chaos and antisocial behaviour. There was one time at the Bear Pit when a new girl had come in off the bus. She just had a bag with her and a little holder, and she came down looking for drink. This was of an evening, and I noticed a couple of people whispering and looking over at her. I knew exactly what they were going to do. They were going to beat her up and rob her to see what money she had in order for they to fix their habit. It got to the stage where they were physically hurting her. I mean, they were ragging her around the Bear Pit. So I did have to intervene. Even though I've done these things, I did have some morals. She was new. She was scared. She was frightened. She had nowhere to go. And I knew what that was like when I first came to Bristol. I knew that feeling of fear, the life of God in you. Because it's a massive city and you don't know these people. So I walked over and I told them to leave them alone. And before I knew it, I literally had 3 girls on me, fighting me. Bear in mind, these were the girls that I drank with every single day and never had a problem with them until that night. So they started kicking and punching me. And I actually lost 2 front teeth from them beating me up and things like that. But I did get back up. And I did eventually get them away from her.
Addicts in the Bear Pit were alone. They didn't have their family. Vicky explains that during their time of addiction, those living in the Bear Pit would have street mums and street dads. These were their family, the ones who looked out for each other. We can all relate to this because everyone needs family. But in the Bear Pit, they only had each other.
I actually lost a really good friend in the Bear Pit. I call him my street brother then, if you like. I won't call him my street dad, but my street brother. It was a really cold, frosty night. It was absolutely freezing and he couldn't get in the night shelter. And I couldn't actually get him in my hostel either because it was so late and there's plenty of staff on at night, so I couldn't even get him in. Somebody had gone down there, scored a bag of heroin, took it down to him, and hours later somebody that worked in the Boots pharmacy, which was across the road from the Bear Pit, actually found him dead in the morning where hypothermia had set in. So he was dead.
5 years ago was the last time Vicky ever picked up a drink or even used drugs. She realised that she needed to turn her life around, and this is what she did.
I look back now and I see people that are still there. I'm so grateful for turning my life around and coming into sobriety. Something that I never thought I'd be able to do. But a lady rescued me. I gave up. I knew I had to give up. I was dying. My liver was swollen. I think I'd actually done in every drug that I possibly could. But the drugs weren't doing anything for me anymore. And the drink, well, every time I took a drink, it just kept making me vomiting. I couldn't even hold that down in the end. So I went to a place just around the corner from the Bear Pit, which was notorious, called The Hub, to get me housing. And I met a lady there. She helped me to get somewhere, to clean myself up, sort myself out. And no one in the house was using or anything like that. It was called a dry house. There were people in there recovering. And that's when my life turned round. May the 8th, 2008. That's my sobriety date.
If you or anyone you know are suffering from addiction in alcohol or drugs, then feel free to contact Emerge Charitable Trust at www.emerge-bristol.co.uk or call 01179 444 955 and they will help you get the support you need to get back on track.